Welcome back, listeners. We're back with another addition to our mini-sodes. You know the drill. We'll chat for a little bit about our lives and recap some episodes. This week, we're getting personal. So get ready, strap in, and come along for the ride.
And please remember, if you like this episode, leave a review and share with a friend. Ladies and gentlemen, in this corner, Eddie Gagner! And in the opposite corner, Kristen Gagner! This is What's Special About Special.
I wanted to say that.
Well, hello there. My name's Eddie Gagner.
Eddie, I don't want to be here all night.
Welcome and thank you for joining us. My name's Eddie Gagnon.
That was perfect. Kristen.
Your voice. Hey, everyone. So September is Suicide Prevention Month, and in honor of mental health awareness, we really ask that you give a listen to our last week's episode with Prakash from This Is Me, the docudrama. It was a fantastic episode. We really love talking to Prakash. I think that it's a great listen, especially this month. We really wanted to bring awareness to mental health. I know that that docudrama meant a lot for me and Eddie.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's a
that
short,
was a great episode.
It's also an opportunity for you to go take a look at Prakash's docudrama. It's a very short docudrama. It's an opportunity. It's right on YouTube. You can go take a look at it. I think it's worth a share for anyone that you might know, especially as a sibling in the special needs and disabilities community. It hits home, but it even hits home for us as parents as well, to connect with how it feels to feel alone in this community and sometimes feel that you may not always have it all together and you need a little support. And it was a great opportunity to see that, you know, we weren't alone as well. So
absolutely. Yeah. That was just being able to visually see something that is a pretty good reflection of what I would say is very common for people, you know, families that have a loved one with a disability or, you know, in the special needs community. So
or as a caretaker
huge.
In general, really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I could relate. And I, of course, that's what, you know, caused me to have that emotional reaction to it. just because it is, like I said before, so relatable.
Yeah, I think so for sure. And speaking to Prakash was great. And you guys definitely hit it off. You guys were two peas in a pod.
Yeah.
We had a lot to edit out because Eddie
it was so
and
much.
Prakash were best friends forever.
BFF. BFFFF.
I think that you guys are definitely very similar. They could have talked forever.
Yeah. But I don't think anybody would listen to us like gang up on Chris and make fun of her.
So. They're just giggling.
I know they would, but yeah.
There was like probably a good 20 minutes of just the two of you giggling together and making jokes at my expense.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was great.
It was the best part.
It was a great time.
It was awesome. So I had a good time.
We've decided we're going to have like a double date at some point, either in New York or in London.
Or in London.
Whoever gets there first.
Great Britain.
My favorite part is when
he said
you
said across the pond. Oh,
my favorite part is when you said the country of London.
Oh.
Like you thought London was a country. That was my favorite part.
Okay. So it's not?
It's a city.
All right, whatever.
England is the country.
What is United Kingdom?
It's like the whole area. It encompasses like
it's
England.
Not just, so what's the island?
That's United Kingdom.
Okay.
Well, it's actually. Yeah.
And then Ireland is another
Great
island,
Britain,
right?
No, Great Britain is the, as far, I think I could be wrong. I believe Great Listeners,
you know what?
Listeners from the UK, please correct us.
That's why I bring
but
this stuff
I believe,
up. Just watch a struggle.
No, I believe Great Britain is the island. Uh-huh. I believe the UK encompasses like Ireland, Great Britain, like all mm-hmm. of those mm-hmm. other. I could be wrong.
Yeah, totally. I think you are. So
no, I think
I'm
not.
Waiting for the answers in the reviews. So let us know.
Not in our
how
reviews.
How bad we ruined that.
Put it in our Instagram or something. DM us and let us know if we were right or wrong.
No, that's like a scapegoat
stuff. Not in our reviews. We want positive reviews.
No, but it would be funny. It'd be like, hey, just let you know. No, it's a constructive criticism.
You can let us know wherever you want. We're just happy to have the feedback.
There we go.
But I'm pretty sure I'm right and you're wrong. Or at least I'm closer to right. I'm definitely closer than you thinking London is a country.
Hey, you know what? Teach your own, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I believe.
Okay. Whatever you say. Hey, Eddie. Temperatures are dropping, and that means fall is here.
And fall means football and cheese plates and apps and couch potatoes.
And we spend all weekend watching football and just relaxing. So I definitely do not want to go grocery shopping.
Did you know what would make that easier?
What?
Instacart delivers groceries in as fast as 1 hour. They connect you with a personal shopper in your local area to shop and deliver groceries from your favorite stores.
Instacart is offering our listeners free delivery on your first order over $35. So listeners, by following the link in our show notes, and we really hope that you do, you'll be letting Instacart know that we sent you and you'll be supporting our show. Anyways, so moving on and on the topic of mental health. So to get really down and dirty and personal, we have a topic that we've kind of thrown around discussing on the podcast for a while now. And it is the topic that we actually kind of brought up a little bit when we, who was it that we
talked to? Bobby Rebel.
That's right. And we,
I remember.
It was, I don't even know if it was on air. We talked to her a little bit about her son and his struggles with ADD and some other things and how she had kind of her decisions with putting him on medication for that.
Right.
And in that conversation and talking with her about what her son was struggling with as far as just daily life, I think you found some similarities with how you struggled as a child and as an adult. And you had already known.
Yeah.
Obviously, that wasn't like news, but I think that kind of hit home.
Yeah.
For
sure. It's just hard to hear. I don't like hearing it. I don't like talking about it. I don't like acknowledging it.
Well, this is also, I feel like, a platform where you're like you're in front of a mirror.
Right.
Where, and normally you wouldn't be having conversations about things like this. Whereas in this platform, you're like having conversations and we get off the air.
Right.
And then we have more conversations about it. Then we just end like this. We have even more conversations about it. Side note, the dog just got on the bed. He only does this because he knows we can't stop him right now.
Inside, he's laughing.
So, you know, we continue to have conversations about it, which we probably wouldn't be having, which I think is actually healthy.
I'm sure it is. Again, it doesn't...
Like mini therapy sessions.
Right. And it being healthy and stuff is good, but like it doesn't mean that because it's healthy, it's easy. I mean, we all know eating right and going to the gym isn't fun. And this is along the same lines. It's discussing, you know, how you feel inside. One is the struggle to be able to communicate that. I'm not the best, I feel like, when it comes to being able to say how I'm feeling inside or what I'm thinking and even why I'm feeling or thinking those things. So,
So basically, long story short, you have always, and correct me if I'm wrong, struggled since you were even a kid in one way or another with anxiety or kind of
like anxiety and ADD.
Okay.
Or is anxiety ADHD. And ADHD.
Yeah. Yes. And I mean, you can tell your story if you want. I don't know. I need to tell it for you, but
well, I mean,
you had struggled. That's basically, doesn't need to get into all of it, but you struggled as a child.
Right.
Struggled as an adult.
Right.
As an adult, it manifests differently, I feel like.
Well, the thing is, like, as a child, I was medicated for a short period, not a short period of time, but I was, like, medicated when I was, like, going through, like, high school and stuff. And it didn't, at that time, I just felt like it didn't work for me, but it was, like...
Probably on the wrong medication or something.
And that's what it kind of... I feel like it was, but for me, all I knew that when I went to these, you know, to talk to the doctor, I was like, yeah, everything's fine. Like, everything's fine. Like, how do I know? There's no frame of reference. Like, I don't know what it's like to be another child, to be like feeling different. So I only knew what it was to feel the way I felt. So I didn't know there was anything wrong with that or different. So, but now as an adult, and again, being able to articulate the way that I think and I feel, and hearing, like, you know, from people like yourself and other people that I trust, that that's not typical. And there are things that can actually help you if you go talk to the right people about it.
Yeah.
So now I'm being prescribed. Well,
so step one was talking to someone.
Right. And in that, my biggest fear, cause a lot of my life, I always kind of looked at these issues. I mean, like as a teenager and stuff, I like to say that, not like to say, but I can say that, you know, there was like small battles with depression, but it never got really deep. And then there's always been like anxiety and stuff. Like, I've always had that. Mm-hmm. So I don't, again, I don't know how to like live without it. So acknowledging those things and being able to see that and stuff is different. So, but I've also grew up where you don't talk about those things. For me, it was like, okay, yes, I acknowledge that there might be an issue, but it's typical. Like, I always tell myself mm-hmm. it's typical. So that way when people are like, no, it's not typical, they're just saying that because they don't know. And they're just saying that because they don't know. And it took a while before it developed into this. No, everybody's saying it. So actually I probably must be wrong. But I wished with all my might that I wasn't. Mm-hmm. But for that, that's what like I feel caused me to not acknowledge that there is an issue, or almost grow up in that style of like, there's, you don't look for help. Like, I'm a guy, like I'm a man's man. So like a man's man, like, doesn't do that. Like, a man's man is tough. Like, you are tough. You keep going. Like, there's nothing to stop you. Like, you have a child with a disability and you're like, yep, I'm still strong. Like, I still go. There's nothing that stops me. But like inside, like, you know, it is tough, but it's taken a long time for me to kind of acknowledge that and be like, listen, stop being the stubborn old guy, and kind of succumb to like taking that mental break or getting that mental help.
Well, I think it's more just, if you were talking to someone else, you'd say, like, we've talked about this before, like, we use the analogy of like, if you had a broken leg, you wouldn't go, I'm good, I'm just going to walk on this broken leg. Well, actually, you probably would just walk on that broken leg. But
right.
If you were talking to someone, you would say, go to the doctor.
Yep.
And have them look at your leg. So if something's not working properly or something's hurting, you just go and have it taken care of and you have it healed, and that's okay. And there's no reason why you shouldn't be doing that. And I think that, you know, you've struggled for so long with something that is not huge. It's just something you're struggling with. Right. And why not just, and you know, when we first talked about it, it was just go talk to someone.
Right.
Cause I think you were really, really apprehensive to get medication.
Right.
You were really, really against the medication.
Anything to do with pharmaceuticals. Yeah.
Yep. Which I get. I think there's this really big stigma, especially around ADHD meds. And there's all this like conversation around like the negatives behind it.
Right.
But there's also a lot of positives to it, especially for adults. And these medications are made for adults too. You know what I mean? And so we had a conversation. I think we had a lot of conversations about that. And it was really just like, go have a conversation, go talk to your doctor, talk to a therapist, start at step one. And you did.
Yep.
How
well, so
did that go?
Well, it went good. So
you don't have to get into it. I just,
yeah,
no, for no, anyone else who's me. Struggling as well with taking that first step, I feel like that is the hardest.
It was the hardest, but like, honestly, it's like, once you, like, everything I've ever had to do, it's like, cause of course it's hard to walk off the pain. It's hard to get out of bed when you're struggling with something like this. It's hard to go to work when you're constantly like getting sick over it. then for me, it's like, okay, you do this with everything else in your life. You always are like, yep, it's going to suck, but let's just do it. Let's go. Game face. Go. And so that's kind of what I did to amp myself up for this. And it worked out good. Like, cause now I was prescribed to,
step two.
Yeah.
Was then they, just so anyone knows how the steps kind of work. Step one, you go to the doctor, they send you to a therapist. You're really just talking and getting through a conversation of how you got there, why you're there, how you're feeling, things like that. Then maybe you go and speak to, in your case, they said, hey, I think you would benefit from some sort of
Adderall.
Okay. Or somebody else might benefit from something else. Right. I don't want to say like take Adderall, but like some sort of medication. Yep. That would help with what you're going through. Yep. And then in that, a therapist doesn't prescribe that. A psychologist or psychiatrist would. Right. So then they then send you to that doctor who, so it is a process. So yeah. I don't want to make light of it and sound like it's easy. You just go to the doctor and then they give you something and you're better.
Well, no,
it's definitely a process.
Then you set up the therapist while you get the medication, take the medication, talk to the therapist, the psychiatrist, like
so sometimes this is a week. This can take months. Depending on who you see and how quickly your doctors can see you. Right. And so, especially with COVID. And so I want to be realistic to say if you're in a tough spot, I mean, for what you were going through, this isn't like you were in a depression. If someone's going through a depression or some other mental health issue where they're really, really struggling.
Yes.
And you don't have months. You need to speak up and say, I don't have months to get help. Cause I think that's important also.
Right.
And we've seen firsthand people who don't get help fast enough because they weren't able to speak up and say, I need help now.
Right.
So that's number one. You had time.
Yep.
To say, whatever, we'll go through the phases and whatever.
Yep.
So you went through the phases, you see the doctors, they prescribe you Adderall for what you were going through, which, again, you were really nervous to say, yeah, I'm okay with that.
Right. And they were, I'll be honest, they were nervous too, because obviously now, in the day and age we live in, when like Adderall was being abused and stuff, and it's common for Adderall to be abused. So there was a lot of conversation that we had about that too.
Which says a lot about what ton of doctors you have.
Right.
So then you had a really low dose.
Yeah, started really at a very low dose.
And then you started taking that and pretty quickly saw a difference.
Yes. Well, so I was informed by the doctor that upon taking it, I will see like results within 2 or 3 days.
Oh, really?
So it's like immediate. Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
And so that's what happened. I feel like the pros to taking the medication are that when
for
I remember
you.
To take it.
Pros for you.
The pros for me when I'm taking the medication is that I'm more focused, which is good. Because I don't get what I call squirrely, where I'm kind of looking off and running off to different directions. Like I'll be in the middle of doing something, but as something else crosses my visual path, now I go right to that. So that's kind of faded off really nicely. And more of the anxiety has gone really down. Nothing is more interrupting to me during the day than when something doesn't go right. And then the anxiety of that not going right and the ripple effect it's going to have on everything else just floods my brain. Now it's okay. Yes, I understand that's an issue, but that's the thing is I'm not going to flood my brain with all the what ifs because I'm going to fix it immediately. So it's nice that I get to do that now. And I'm not riddled with this constant anxiety. So it's been, in my opinion, very beneficial. But you know, I want to consistently, we'll see the consistency of me taking it and stuff and, how well that will improve the rest, what I'm looking for it to improve, which is just the concentration, the anxiety to not be a huge factor and not so detrimental to my everyday life.
I mean, I've definitely see a difference, and it's not, and I think the good part, the positive part is the fact that like there isn't this massive difference where you take it and then all of a sudden you're like a different human being.
Right.
You're the same person.
No,
you,
I know.
You have the same fault where you are still crazy.
Yeah.
You know, you're still singing your songs. You're still all over the place. But I'm not like, hey, over here, I'm trying to have a conversation with you. Hey, hello. Right. We're talking about this. We're trying to get this work done. We're focused on this right now. The kids are trying to talk to you. They're trying to get your attention. Like, it's so super, super subtle, but you're present, which is like
right.
really different. Nice. So like, I think we talked about this, like for you, for work, like you've never had a problem. You've always been the person at work that's like been able to get 2 days of work done in one day.
Yep.
That's never been an issue. It's not like you're not accomplishing things. Right. You've actually been the person that could get probably more work done than anybody. And you move like, supersonic speed. But it, like you said, you'll do that. But if something goes awry and you've missed a step, everything goes.
Yeah, I'm interrupted. And now I'm like stopping and really trying to focus on one, where I was, but two,
it'll make you sick too.
Yeah. Like
literally physically sick.
Oh, it happens bad.
Yeah. So the upside is the fact that that hasn't been happening.
Right.
And you're starting this business and I feel like you're not only are you still working at supersonic speed, but you're doing it in a much more like concentrated way.
Yes.
Which is really interesting to see. Like, I was like, I didn't know you could do this better than you already were. And now I'm like, wow. Yeah. The other upside, I would say, well, I think that's like the biggest upside for sure. What would you say the downfalls of it are? Like the negatives?
Okay.
Because, I mean, it can't be all sunshine and roses.
Yeah, I know. Well, to be realistic.
Or, I mean, it can be.
Obviously, in the back of my mind is the idea that it could be something that I do like to take all the time. And now we're worried about addiction. That's the first thing off the rip, no matter
what. We're at a very low dose.
Right.
And you can stay. So we did talk about that, too. Like, you can stay on that low dose. You cannot take it one day. Like, there's no detriment to, like, skipping it,
right.
which is nice. Like, right. you can say, I'm just not going to take it today.
Right. And that was kind of...
Because it's my weekend and I don't have anything going on. And
that was what was discussed with the psychiatrist and stuff, too, was that it's something that I can kind of be like, if I'm not working today and there's no need for the focus. Because that's the... Like, in my everyday life, like, I'm not worried about the
fact
that, like, I... You know, oh, we got to get dog food. Like, that's okay. It's not, I have to go to the parts.
It really only hurts me.
Yeah. So it's like, it's way different on the job, like as opposed to being on the job and mm-hmm. running that stuff. So it's been that, that's the fear.
Your concern was taking a higher dose from what we talked about at one point. Like, your concern was taking a higher dose and like being up all night.
Right.
With your brain running wild and trying to get so much accomplished, right. you couldn't shut it off.
Yeah. So, I mean, one of the other directions that was given to me by the doctor was to make sure that, you know, it's you in the morning, the afternoon, and not at night.
Yeah.
Because it will have that effect. And I've noticed that too, where it's not, because technically it's a stimulant, but not for me. Mm-hmm. Like, that's the opposite.
Yep.
Which is the other really, really good thing. Where the combination of that and then not in having decaf coffee, like I'm enjoying my mornings again. Mm. I hated mornings just because of the way that I felt all the time.
Yeah.
And it was like, there was no way to get through it. Like I'm not puking every morning. So that's freaking awesome. Wasn't doing that since I started the company and stuff, but it's like, sometimes I would get like a little
nervous,
Oh yeah. And like, it's like I wake up and even without taking the medication, because I'm getting in that mentality too, it is a mentality, you know,
yeah.
The medication is there to help with the focus and stuff. But if I can see what it's like, if I can understand what it's doing to me, like to my brain and stuff, like to help me with that, like I can understand there's small changes that I can make to my everyday life.
So
that's not the medication's responsibility, you know?
So speaking of that, we talked about that. Like, what are the few things like caffeine was one.
Yeah.
Lowering caffeine, what we're putting into our bodies. So like how, and we've talked about this before, like what we're eating in this house, we're really going to try to be more conscious.
Less sugars.
And we've talked about this because when you're working, you have a tendency to just go on the run and grab fast food or whatever.
Oh, it's like so my favorite thing to do.
Well, it's everybody's favorite thing to do, but nobody doesn't love a good McDonald's run or something. But so,
right.
But that is going to make you feel jittery, especially the less of it you eat.
Right.
And
it's going to make you feel less jittery.
Like today you had mentioned like some things that like, you know, we talked about like where some people journal or something like, I mean, like what types of things have you been thinking about as far as the additional things like less drinking, less caffeine, things like that? Like what are the types of things that you've been considering?
Well, because we were talking about that. I have a buddy that like I look up to a lot with some of the things he does in his life. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, the journal, writing in a journal was one thing he was talking about. And it's something that I was thinking about that could be potentially beneficial. It's like writing down, you know, what happened that day. And I was discussing that with you, but you brought up a good, another like approach to it is writing in the journal in the morning.
Yeah.
Because it's easier to get that 20 minutes in the morning to write in your journal and stuff.
Yeah. Well, I had heard once someone state like that they set up a specific time in the morning, 20 minutes every morning, no matter what. They just got up 20 minutes earlier and dedicated that time to journaling. Whether or not they wrote something down doesn't matter.
Right.
Right. But that time is designated for that time. So maybe you sit there with a blank sheet of paper and a pen and you write nothing down because you have nothing to write, and that's okay. But that time, it becomes a meditation time, right? It becomes some sort of reflection time. Maybe you do nothing but feverishly write for 20 minutes and you're writing out your to-do list. You're writing out, there's no boundaries to what you write in that journal. It's just getting all that junk out of your brain. And then you start your day with a fresh brain. I mean, there is benefits to journaling at night because then your brain is empty and you can sleep well and you have a nice, but I like the idea of like getting up in the morning, journaling, and then your brain, you're like almost like wide awake, ready to go, fresh brain.
Right.
I mean, you could do both. You could journal at night, journal in the morning. I mean, it's 20 minutes. Think about what you do for 20 minutes. You sit and look at Facebook for 20 minutes. Like,
I know.
We both wake up in the morning. I hate that we do this, but we totally do this. We both wake up in the morning. Our alarm goes off. And for 20 minutes, we hit snooze and we scroll through Facebook. On opposite sides of the bed. We don't even look at each other. We don't even say good morning.
I look at you. I say good morning.
After we've scrolled through Facebook for 20 minutes.
Yeah, but we're also
I don't care.
We have a good time in the morning. Listen. We're farting, laughing. It's hilarious.
I can't believe you said that.
Oh my God. Everybody does it.
Cut that out.
No, everybody doesn't.
But
everybody farts in the morning.
Okay, enough. But we typically don't say much to each other for like the beginning. We've like, I don't even notice you're awake until I look over and I see like the light on our phones. So my point is that we both could make an effort, concerted effort to like do that instead. Journal in your phone.
I just grope you when I sleep all the
time. Okay. Enough. We could journal for 20 minutes on our phones. You know what I mean?
Right.
You could write something down in there, even if it wasn't 20 minutes.
Right.
You know, I think it's a great concept. I love that. That's an idea.
Yeah. I
think it's a great start. It is a form of meditation.
Yeah, and that's what I think I need.
Self mental help for anybody. I think everybody needs it.
And then stretching. I need to start stretching more.
We both need some exercise that isn't like just like, I think you exercise at work, like you're getting exercise, but it isn't exercise. It's not cardio. It's not, we're not like getting our heart rate up
right.
Doing exercise, which is something we should do.
Well, sometimes we are.
Okay, I'm done. I think that's wrapping it up now.
This is a good time.
That's a great way to wrap it up, everybody. Eddie has had enough.
Speaking of wrapping it up.
Oh my gosh.
Safety first.
I'm done. I appreciate you being so open. And my phone keeps going off.
Yeah,
I appreciate you being so open and honest about everything because I think that, I mean, that's, you don't have to say anything to anybody, which I think is totally fine too.
Right.
But I think that there's probably a lot of adults going through similar things. And I think as parents and parents with special needs kids or kids with disabilities, like I've said this before on, I was on a couple other podcasts and, you know, I've gone through my share of things as a mother. I think mothers talk about it a lot where it's like, oh, I've gone through this or postpartum or whatever. And yeah, I was on medication for this, but fathers don't talk about what they've gone through throughout times and different points because they've got to be the rock or they've got to be this. And the truth is like everybody is struggling with something. And I know this isn't like necessarily quote unquote disabilities or special needs related, but mental health is really, really important.
Yep. Very.
And it affects all of us, especially in this community. And as parents, I think I can't tell you how many times I just want to be like, there's so many more layers to the onion that is our life.
Yeah.
That we're not necessarily putting out there because it just doesn't need to be put out there.
Right.
I'm going to work. I'm doing my job. I'm my family. Like I've got my life is my life. It doesn't need to be everybody's story. Like it doesn't.
Yes.
Well, just it doesn't need to be unlayered. It's just not necessary. It's just too much extra drama and it's too much extra for my brain and it's exhausting and it doesn't need to be talked about on a 24/7 basis. That's why we do this and we get it out and whatever. Yep. But there are times that it does weigh heavy and anything extra on top of that should just be housekeeping and let's take care of it and keep it clean. Why have it drag you down?
Right.
So don't. Keep yourself healthy. Keep yourself healthy, folks.
Yeah. And remember, talk it to a friend. Talk it out. If you do see somebody struggling, be that helping hand. That's how we can help each other out. And one of my favorite things is funny story. A friend of ours, her boyfriend, they would drive around in the car and he would always just wave out the window to everybody he saw. And then somebody asked him at a party, why do you wave? Like, why do you always wave to everybody? And he said, because someday I might wave to somebody who's just having a really bad day and maybe that wave will save them. And it's kind of a good little thing to live by, in my opinion. So when you're out there, just be kind. What's the other little thing? When you have the choice of being right and being kind, choose kind.
I don't know if that's it, but I like it.
Yeah. So there's there's things that we can do that do make us a community. There are separations that, you know, take you from just being a civilization that lived together to a community that takes care of each other. And so I think that, you know, every month we should acknowledge that people are going through these things. But of course, September being Suicide Prevention Month, something that we feel strongly about.
Yes, for sure.
I think that it's like, you know, it's good. Take care of each other, help each other out. So be that smile, be that wave.
Thank you guys for being part of our community. We've said this every chance we get, but this community means so much to us. We never thought this was going to take off. We never thought this was going to be anything. And so we're super, super excited that we have you guys as a community. So please keep listening. Please keep interacting with us on social media. Let us know what you think about everything. Chat with us. Let us know you want to hear about. We're here to chat with you and listen to you and everything. So please interact with us and thanks for being our community.
Hell yeah.
Take care of yourselves. We'll take care of ourselves. I'll take care of Eddie.
Yep. Make sure you're out there looking good, feeling good.
Oh,
hashtag yeah. LGFG. His
favorite thing to say. Get out.
To my guys, you know what I'm talking about.
Well, you guys have a great night. Make sure you check us out on social media. Check out our website. We keep trying to update it regularly. And you guys have a great night.
Absolutely. Oh, that's it. We're done. Okay.
We're done.
Whatever.
Bye, everybody.
Right. Bye. Well, thank you so much for listening. We really hope you enjoyed this episode. As always, please make sure you share with a friend and leave a review.
You can find all the resources mentioned in this episode on our Facebook or Instagram on @specialaboutspecial. Thanks again, and we'll see you soon.